Morning, Sam.
Morning, Anne.
Morning, recovery people everywhere. Morning, Hamish. Morning, morning.
Morning, morning.
It's the morning.
Hope everyone's well. It is April the 20th, and this is from Opening Doors Within.
Mm.
Whatever you undertake, do it with my blessing. Never rush madly into something without first seeking my blessing. Go into the silence and feel peace and serenity enfold you. And in that state of perfect peace, ask and receive my blessing. Then go forward in absolute faith and confidence and do what has to be done. Know that I am with you all the way and that everything will work out perfectly. The greater the task to be accomplished, the greater your need for my blessing. Why not start off by bringing me into every small area of your life and gradually include me in more and greater areas until eventually you take no step without first seeking me and my full blessing. Be prepared to take big strides forward into the seemingly impossible situations, but be not afraid. For I go before you to prepare the way. Keep your consciousness raised. Keep your contact with me. And be absolutely fearless in everything you undertake, whatever it may be. I think that's, you know, just about your growing faith, isn't it? Learning to trust. Letting life unfold. You know, for me, the massive part is the serenity prayer. You know, finding out the things that I can let go of that I absolutely can't change. And then the courage, you know, to change the things I can. And it started off small with me, my faith. You know, I put it to the test in circumstances where I was really not comfortable. And, you know, I asked for help and power and it seemed to come. And I guess it just grew from that. I mean, it says, doesn't it, in our, when we get to step 9 promises, you know, we'll intuitively handle situations that used to baffle us. You know, I feel with a backup of having that courage and facing up to things, you know, becoming responsible instead of running away and saying, oh no, I won't go to that, I can't cope with it. You know, we suddenly find that we can and we need to. And we feel worse for running away. It actually feels better to face the task that we don't want to face. You know, a lot of us didn't open brown envelopes and post. We just didn't want to face life in the end.
I quite like the idea of tapping into God's power for smaller things, you know, not just massive things. You know, it's like if you're, you know, you're scared for your life or your children's life or something like that, you know, you pray to God, turn to God, don't you, you know, in your hour of desperation, and that's, you know, there's no atheists in foxholes. It's a good phrase.
That's good. But I've not heard that one.
Haven't you?
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Aye. But it's like, you know, tap into God's power for, you know, all sorts of things. All sorts of things, you know, that, because we do find a lot of fear in social interaction. Of all kinds, you know, we're fearful people, aren't we, addicts, you know, I mean, it's like, that's the kind of, one of the really frequent threads, fearful child, you know, a lot of trauma in childhood and, you know, the alcohol and the drugs helped with the fear and been chasing that feeling of not being in fear. But you can get that feeling of not being in fear, but tapping into, you know, higher power.
Mm.
And, yeah, I could do with doing that a bit more, actually.
Yeah, it's a good reminder, isn't it, to ask for the little things to be eased as well, as the big things.
Well, it's just like, you know, the care of God, isn't it? You know, give me a bit of help here, God. And then I'm thinking I'll be all right, you know, doing God's work. You know, if what you're doing is in tune with the principles, you know, and it's, maybe it's not to do with 12 steps, but...
Well, you can take an example of this morning. You know, you're going to be knocking on a few doors and asking to put up literature and posters.
Mm-hmm.
So you can ask for the power, because
mm-hmm.
you'll get a few rejections, but know that that's not personal.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't understand. And yeah, try it out today.
Carpet bomb Evesham with CA literature.
It would be a good test.
Yeah. Definitely doing God's work.
And you know that, you know, that for all the leaflets, for all the, you know, if you get one up in a dentist, I'm not dentist, or, you know, the doctors or pharmacy or whatever, imagine if it's one person that sees it. That's enough, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that, you know, one of the members of the group, his brother-in-law took his own life after a coke bender, you know, and it's kind of, that's what stimulated, catalyzed the PI day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's kind of like, well, it was very sad and tragic that he didn't get to meeting, and there's people out there
who
we can help, you know, and it's like, well, we'll try and, you know, raise awareness that we've got a meeting in Evesham, and, but yeah, there's just in the day-to-day living, you know, there's things at work that I struggle with, you know, I have fear around, and, you know, procrastinate around. Just, you know, work my program on that stuff.
Mm.
Stop procrastinating. God. Very keen on God. And '268, those other people, letter, 1946. Those other people, just like you, I have often thought myself the victim of what other people say and do, yet every time I confess the sins of such people, especially those whose sins did not correspond exactly with my own, I found that I only increased the total damage. My own resentment, my self-pity would often render me well nigh useless to anybody. So, nowadays, if anyone talks of me so as to hurt, I first ask myself if there is any truth at all in what they say. If there is none, I try to remember that I too have had my periods of speaking bitterly of others, that hurtful gossip is but a symptom of a remaining emotional illness, and consequently that I must never be angry at the unreasonableness of sick people. Under very trying conditions, I have had, again and again, to forgive others, also myself. Have you recently tried this? Under very trying conditions, I have had, again and again, to forgive others, also myself. Have you recently tried this?
We have to, you know, remember that, again, when you've walked in someone's shoes, you know, we know what it's like when, you know, you're first in, you don't have a program, you know, of course, you're still suffering from, you know, the threefold illness. You know, you may have stopped drinking, but you may not have commenced the steps. So we have to be really compassionate with those that have come in.
Yeah.
I don't think there's lead in that pencil.
Yeah, no feeling.
But yeah, the ones that aren't working the program and you know, and perhaps you know, taking pleasure in talking about other people's misfortunes, we have to have compassion that they're still poorly. And it's difficult sometimes, isn't it?
Mm.
But I think, you know, we have to go back to that, you know, is your side of the street clean? You know, are you staying in your swimming lane and keeping your head and just doing, you know, what's right for you without... I suppose if it affects the whole, then I can perhaps say something to someone else. You know, if it's damaging a lot of people, then, you know, in the olden days, a lot of people would say, well, you take a member aside and just have a quiet word.
Mm.
You know, you don't ever out them in public in a meeting and, you know, say, that's not right. That's not the way to do it. But if I really thought that that person was struggling and damaging others, then I might have to, you know, have a quiet word.
Hmm. Yeah, well, we're not saints.
No. I tend to just let it pan out, usually.
Mm.
And wait, if someone asks me, oh, I feel a bit...
Mm.
I feel that then I might say, oh, have you tried this? You know, have you tried thinking of
you know, I'm prone to a gossip relapse, you know, and like have a little binge.
Yeah, but we know, don't we, that it's damaging for our soul, you know, and we've been the target of gossip in our lives, especially when we were drinking, and it's not pleasant. But it's human nature. You know, it's a survival technique, isn't it? You know, to judge, we have to judge whether that person's of, you know, safe for us to be with.
Yeah, I mean...
it's our instincts, isn't it?
The Rev put me onto that book, The Four Agreements, and I've been reading that, and the first agreement is be impeccable with your word. And it means, you know, like be very, very careful what you say. Because words are incredibly powerful, and gossip, you know, has become kind of normal in society, and it's very, very harmful.
Mm.
You know, you know, it's like the, you know, the tabloid media and the, you know, influencers and social media is
unkind a lot.
Has amplified gossiping, and I don't know, you know, it's kind of like people gossip about themselves almost, you know, kind of broadcast stuff about themselves, and that, you know, is intended to get attention. You know, and it's this attention seeking, and that will, you know, if you want people to pay attention to you, you want them to be talking about you, you know, you're inviting gossip. It's a strange thing, right?
It is, isn't it?
Mm. So, you know, if nobody's talking about you, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I try and steer clear of any dramas. You know, it's not, if it's not my business, it's, it really isn't my business. And, you know, I just keep my head down. And
yeah, well, we've ceased fighting.
Yeah.
That's the idea, isn't it? And, you know, so avoid confrontation, but we don't bow and scrape. You know, we're stand with our shoulders back and our heads high and look people in the eye and, you know, we're honest.
Mm.
So if you, you know, rather than gossiping about somebody, you just tell them straight, I suppose. You know, if you're not happy with what they're doing.
But not directly in a meeting in front of everyone else.
No, not so as to, you know, make a scene.
Mm. I'd probably use my experience to help others. You know, I found that when I was doing that, this happened as a result.
It doesn't happen so often now, but in the past I've had quite a lot of, you know, I'll say something in a meeting and then someone else will contradict me and, you know, disagree with what I've said, and that's always quite difficult. But avoid those meetings, avoid those people. Because it's not, there's no point in it, is there? You know, there's nothing to be gained.
No. It's not point scoring, is it? It's let's be our common welfare comes first. Let's try and get everyone better and, you know, have some empathy for those that are still sick, you know, that feel the need to make themselves feel better at someone else's misfortune. There's something wrong in their makeup if that's happening. And, you know, there's more work for them to do. But on the whole, you know, we have a very tolerant intergroup, don't we? You know, very nice meetings, you know, nice people.
I think, you know, I mean, we the fundamental premise that alcoholism and addiction is an illness, you know, an illness of the, you know, the mind, body and spirit, you know, but particularly the mind. And, you know, that there's, the world is full of sick people. You know, there's not many people out there who are in fit spiritual condition. You know, they're all busy gossiping and full of fear and resentment and, you know, acting out. And they might not be addicts, but they're not very well. And we are having to deal with that. You know, and the fact that we can have this point of view, you know, they're not bad people, they're sick people. And we should feel sympathy for them, not anger towards them, is a real game changer.
Yeah.
You know, it's just best to continually reinforce that and remind ourselves of that.
Yeah, that's good.
Be helpful.
So remember,
rather than seeking
remember that if you get a few people today saying, no, you're not putting any of those stickers up in here. Just remember, they just don't understand, you know. They haven't got enough knowledge around the subject and have to feel sorry for them. It's not, it's not anything to do with you. But have a good one.
We'll get a few things out. And give it a go.
Thanks, Sam.